Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting on Tuesday, June 18th, 2024, at 6 o'clock p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Okay, thank you. Please be seated. Roll call.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
Board Chair Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
Scott Nelson, Financial Consultant.
Here.
Corey Myers, Financial Consultant.
Here.
And Bianca Carrillo, Financial Consultant. Here.
Okay. Moving on to the consent calendar. Looking for, first up is approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of May 21st, 2024. As well as B, regular board meeting minutes and warrants of May 21st, 2024. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept A and B.
Second. Okay, motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Director Davis and second by Board Vice Chair Tincher. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher.
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo.
Aye. Okay. Moving on, warrants none, awards of contract none. On to new business. Number one, discussion action, review adoption of proposed fiscal year 2024 to 2025 budget. This is on tab one of your board packet. And I'll give you guys the floor.
All right. Good evening, members of the board. My name is Corey Myers. And I'm here with Scott Nelson and Bianca Carrillo, representing Ide Bailey, to present the proposed budget for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025. Before diving into the budget and discussing key changes, I'd like to preface by saying that this budget was created as a collaborative effort between the team here at Ide Bailey and the general manager, Michael Pollock, as well as Evelyn helping out as well. And I'd like to preface by discussing some of the key assumptions that were used in preparing the budget, and then I'll get into this actual budget document and the narrative that is attached with it. So before getting into the separate line items, I just want to touch on the assumptions. So I'll touch on these again when I come to the respective line items as well. So for electricity, we used a 10% increase assumption, inflation at 4%, property taxes 2%, salaries, 5% for step increase for those that are eligible, 4.3% COLA increase, and that's based on the current CPI rates from March to March. Fuel has a 10% increase, our cell tower lease is a 2% based on the contract, and insurance for 10%. I know I ran through those quick, but like I said, when I come through the respective line items that touch on them, I will mention them again there. Attached to your packet, you should have a narrative in there as well. So anything that I'm going to discuss is in the narrative as well, so you can follow along, or if you want to review it after and have questions afterwards, that's what it's there for. And then one last thing before getting into this, if we're looking at Schedule A for the proposed budget, I just want to talk about the columns. So column A displays the adopted budget for fiscal year 24. Column B shows our projected year end for fiscal year 24. And these, it is worth noting that column B, these are just estimates. And these estimates were created by using actual activity through May 2024. So basically June is the estimate, and these estimates are come to by a variety of ways, using our assumptions and different methods to come to these numbers, but these numbers are subject to change. And then column C is the proposed budget for fiscal year 25. And then columns D and E, it is important to note that these are dollar and percentage differences, but they are in reference to projected year. They're comparing projected year end to proposed budget for fiscal year 25. They're not budget to budget. So if you see a 3% increase, that's a 3% increase over projected year end. We find this is a better way to determine the numbers versus using estimates from previous year. It's better to use the actuals with our assumptions for the projected year end. And then as I go through this, I will be available for questions at the end, but it is, I know there's a lot of lines, so if you have a question while I'm talking, feel free to stop me and ask away. So let's get into it. So starting at our revenues, line items 3, 4, and 5 for base rate, commodity sales, and fire sales. These are all budgeted for a 3% scheduled rate increase above the projected year end. And this is in accordance with the scheduled rate increases that take effect January 1st, 2025. Line 6 for fees and charges. This line includes penalty fees, new account fees, incident fees, return check fees. So very unpredictable. So we do like to just set this at projected year end without an increase. Line seven for basic facility fees. As you can see, for column E, it looks like we have a decrease, but that is only because we like to budget this line conservatively. So that $45,400 is based on 2 anticipated 5/8-inch meter installations and 2 3/4-inch meter installations. Although the district does expect to see more of these fees, but to be conservative, we just wanted to go with the ones that were confirmed. Moving on to lines 8 and 11, they're both standby fees for tax revenue, and then our property taxes. These are both based off projected year end with a 2% increase, and that's that 2% property tax assumption that I mentioned earlier. For line 12, our tower lease income, this is budgeted based off projected year end with a 2% increase based on the current contract. Miscellaneous income, line item 13. For this line, these are returns, reimbursements, just things that are unanticipated and quite infrequent. So because of the unpredictable nature, we do like to budget it at zero. And then lines 14 and 15 are interest income for investment accounts and interest income for water bills. Looking at line 14 first, the interest income here is based off our LAIF class and Bank of New York Mellon investments. And we have set the budget equal to projected year end with no increase, just to stay conservative. Our interest income for water bills, that is based off of that same 3% increase that we saw on the line items 3, 4, and 5 for base rate, commodity sales, and fire sales. And so that's it for revenues. Does anybody have any questions on revenues before I move to expenses?
Quick question on line 15. So the interest income, this is the interest for people who are missing their payments.
Yes, interest charges on the customer bills, yeah.
So are we betting that more people are not going to be?
We assume status quo. So if at current year end we're projecting 7,100, we assume our rates go up in January by 3%. So staying status quo, the same people are late, it goes up by 3% is the logic there.
All right. So moving on to our expenses. Looking first at payroll. So this is lines 19 through 25. I'm just going to go through some of the major assumptions and changes. So looking at line 20 for director's fees, as you can see, the district hasn't used the full amount. We're only at $13,400 for projected year end, but we do want to keep that $20,000 there for an assumed level activity in case, you know, there's more meetings next year. So we didn't want to decrease that. Line 21, management and customer service. So there's actually a lot going on here. So I'll just touch on the big changes. So it's based on a scheduled COLA increase for union employees, the retirement of the current customer account supervisor, which should be happening in December. And at that time, the customer accounts representative will be promoted to supervisor, and that will leave a vacancy in the representative role. And then there's also an anticipated step increase for the general manager. So quite a few things going on there. And then line 22 for field workers. This is based on planned COLA increases and an anticipated step increase for the field crew lead. And then looking at line 23 for employee benefit expense, this is another one that kind of has a lot of changes going on. So the line is expected to increase due to the promotion of the customer accounts representative to supervisor, at which time the medical, dental, and vision will increase because they're going to be coming in at a higher cost plan. And then one of the field workers is also changing the health election to include dependents. And there's also an increase due to the addition of retiree health. And the retiree health benefits are budgeted at $250 a month for one employee for 6 months, and that would be the customer account supervisor when they retire in December. So then January through June, we expect 6 months of expense for that.
Quick question. I thought it was longer than 6 months.
For this year, it'll only be 6 months.
Oh, okay.
He's going to retire in January, yeah. And then the next budget year starts in July.
That budget continues.
And then line 24, payroll taxes, these are just expected to stay close to projected year-end results. That's it for payroll. So now, if there's no questions, I'm going to move to facilities, wells, transmission, and distribution. Okay. So just to preface, this category can be difficult to budget accurately due to the unexpected nature and timing of the occurrences. Of some of these things. So some notable assumptions include line 28, lab fees. So if you look at this one, you are seeing a decrease from projected year end. That decrease is due to triennial sampling for Title 22 compliance that took place in FY24. The next occurrence of the sampling won't be until FY27. So we'll see a spike in this number in FY27, but for now, that's why we're seeing the decrease. Line 29, meter testing and repair. This budget is staying close to projected results with an inflationary increase. And the reason, I know this is testing and repair, and sometimes you want to keep that extra money there. The reason this one, we're just leaving it near projected end is because when we get to the capital schedule, you'll see the district has been implementing a meter replacement program. Because of this program, less testing and repair. So that's why the number is dropping from the previous year budget, but still staying over projected year end. Line 30, utilities for the wells. The budget is based off projected results with a 10% electricity increase, which is quite common right now. Line 31 for line R&M materials. This is based off projected ending with a built-in increase because we want to have that money for repair and maintenance that might happen. Also, $10,000 was moved from the customer shutoff valve materials, which is on capital projects. We'll see that on Schedule B. The $10,000 was moved from there into this account. So that is that budget. And then moving on to line 32, well maintenance. This is based on an increase in chemical costs relating to delivery fees and fuel prices, as well as just maintaining that conservative approach for unanticipated maintenance that may occur in FY25. And then line 33, security. This is another one I wanted to touch on. We are seeing a decrease from projected year end and from the budget, from the FY24 budget. And this decrease is due to a new contract that was entered in with Bay Alarm and discontinuing security services in November of 2023. This account also includes $3,000 for a new fire alarm panel, plus $163 quarterly payments for fire alarm maintenance. And then moving down to line 35, which is facilities, wells, T&D, other. This account includes generator service, contract expenses, landscaping maintenance, SCADA maintenance. And the FY25 budget is based on the FY24 budget with a $1,000 increase. I know the projections are low when you're looking at it, but FY25, we plan to see more claw valve services once the Bonita Vault is complete, which should be completed beginning of FY25, which I'll touch on more when we get to the capital schedule. Any questions on facilities, wells, or transmission and distribution? No? All right. Moving on to lines 37 through 48, office expenses. Some notable changes include line 38, utilities and office. This is just based off the projected FY24 projected ending with a 10% electricity increase and a trash recycling cost increase. line 39 for the water billing system. This includes the annual water billing system maintenance costs, and the budget is based on a new billing system annual fee increase plus a $10 per month e-check fees. Lines 40 and 41 for supplies and actually, sorry, lines 41, 40, 41, 42 for supplies and equipment, copier and supplies, dues and subscriptions. These are all just based off projected year end with an inflationary increase. For printing and publications, line 44, we're holding that static just to keep that money there in case we need it. And then lines 45, 46, computer services and air conditioning services, those are based off projected year end with inflationary increases as well. Any questions on office expenses? No? Okay. So moving on to lines 49 through 56, our support services. Some notable assumptions include line 50 for the financial audit, the annual financial audit. This is for the annual services for the audit, and this budget is based on the audit contract. For line 51 for accounting, which would be us, the projections are, it's based off projected year end with a 10% increase due to rising costs, position changes at iBailey, and technology fee increases. Line 52 for legal services. This line, as you can see, projected year end is quite low. However, we do want to keep that $20,000 budget just in case any unanticipated legal matters arise throughout the year. Line 55, insurance. Moving down to that one, this is just based off the projected year end and with a 10% increase. And that increase is quite common across the industry right now, basically what we're seeing at most of our clients. Any questions regarding support services? No. Okay. Moving on to line 57, training and travel. We're keeping that budget static at $5,000. I know it does not look like the district's going to use the whole budget this year, but we want to keep that there in case the district decides to, you know, send employees for any training, seminars, things that pop up throughout the year. Moving down to lines 59 through 68, service tools and equipment. So broadly speaking on this, the FY25 budget for this whole section, it's higher than our projected results, but still within our FY24 budgeted amounts. So it's higher than our projections, and this is mainly because we want to keep a budget there for equipment rental. As you can see, we haven't used any of that. Tractor expense and maintenance, haven't used a lot, but we want to keep these budgets here in case, you know, for unforeseen circumstances that may arise. Yeah, that would cover total service tools and equipment. Does anybody have any questions on those, on any of the lines on there?
Excuse me, the vehicle fuel?
Vehicle fuel.
Is that per vehicle or is it total?
That's total, and then that takes into effect that 10% fuel cost increase assumption. And then, any other questions or no? No? Okay, so moving on to our non-operating expenses, line 69 through 73. The budget for FY25 increased by 9% from the FY24 projected results, and this is due to the addition of the Well 4 loan. Which the debt service began in April 2024, and the principal and interest payments began in November. line 76 for capital projects. I'm going to gloss over that right now because we do have a separate Schedule B, so when we get to Schedule B, we'll get more into detail. And then line 77, debt principal. This includes the DWR debt, Well 4 loan, and vehicle financing, and the budget is based off the corresponding debt repayment schedules. So overall, just looking at this, and I will come back to this number at the end, but overall, the district is looking at adding $14,900 to its reserves, bringing the projected ending cash like $12,000 over $2 million. So looks like they're in a pretty good spot. District's in a good spot there. Before moving on to capital, any questions on this general budget? Okay. No. All right, so if you move on to Schedule B, this is the proposed capital budget for FY24-25. And then beginning with our reserve funded projects, We have our line 3 well and tank repairs. We actually removed this budget and it's moved to line item number 4, tank maintenance. And the idea is the district is planning on inspecting one tank per year for the next 4 years with a 1 year gap between cycles. So this will be the budget for the next couple years. And then line item 5 for the customer shutoff valves. I touched on this earlier. This this budget was moved to line 31 on the general budget for line R&M materials. Line 6, meter replacements. This budget at $10K for the water meter replacement program. Line 7 is our main replacements. And the budget for this includes $45,000 to replace a section of the pipeline every year. There's no activity in FY24. And this was due to the budget being used to cover unanticipated well one emergency repairs that happened. Line 8, Bonita Vault. FY25 consists mainly of carryover from FY24 in order to complete the project, and it includes $15,000 for a vault box and $5,000 for a crane to lift the vault, and that's expected to be done early in fiscal year 25. Line item 9 for the new truck, we're budgeting at $10,000 for FY25. The total project cost is estimated to be $30,000 spread over 3 years. So when it comes time to purchase the truck, the cash is already there. Line 10 for utility billing is budgeted at $30,000 for FY25. And this is supposed to be spread out over the next 3 years. The total project cost estimate was to be spread out over 3 years. The utility billing implementation is expected to be completed in FY25, and that's what the $30,000 is for. Looking at line item 11, well, one emergency, this is what I touched on a minute ago, so that's already been fully paid for, so now we see the debt on the general budget. That's the well one debt that we're paying. And then moving on to line 12, rate study. So we are including $40,000 in the budget for a new rate study to be conducted. This number is still an estimate, could be a little bit higher, but for now, $40,000 is around what we think it's going to cost for this new rate study. Line 13 for well 4 electrical panel. This is just includes $136,000 for a new electrical panel. Line 14, this includes $30,000 for a new facility building at well 2. Any questions on reserve-funded projects?
Line 10, the utility billing, that's the new system, right?
Right.
It's like the transition from one koozie to the bigger one, off UMS to the new one.
No, 13. You need a new panel over there?
Yeah, it's operated manually right now. I mean,
oh, really?
It is totally gutted. And if you plug in another electrical item where the chemical pump is, it'll blow a fuse. So it's really sensitive. So it just needs to be updated, and then we'll have the panel include two clay valves to control the flow and everything. And also there'll be SCADA equipment so we can monitor it on our SCADA system. So that's all included in that price.
That's fine with me.
And then line 12 on the rate study, I know that hasn't come to the board yet, so that's just in case we do another rate study.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll do on the five-year timeline. I believe this increase for January 25 will be the last scheduled rate increase of this current rate study. So the district will need to engage a new rate study this coming fiscal year.
No other questions. I'll move on to the grant and debt funded capital projects, which are lines 16 through 33. So beginning with line 17 through 19, the isolation valves, this project was completed, so there's going to be no carryover for FY25. Lines 20 through 22, this is funded by the State Water Resource Control Board, and this is for groundwater well improvements. FY25 consists of carryover from FY24. Looking at lines 23 through 26, this project, these two projects are supposed to be completed at the end of FY24, so there is no carryover into FY25. And then lines 27 through 29, the well for debt, the debt service is budgeted in the FY25 operating budget, but the repairs are all completely finished. And then lines 30 through 32, this is a newer project, but it did begin in FY24, and this includes, this is the Esperanza Waterline project, which is expected to be primarily grant funded. So that's why we see that $16,000 at the bottom. So the project is estimated to cost around $359,700, and the grant funding is expected to be $343,700, leaving $16,000 to be funded by the district. And then overall, that puts our the total cost of our capital projects at $340,900, which if you go to back to Schedule A on that last page, you see that flow through on line item 76. And then just broadly speaking now, overall, the district, like I mentioned earlier, is planning to add money to its reserves. The district does have a strong set of reserves and will have sufficient cash to meet reserve targets in future years. And then every year while we do while we prepare this budget, we also do prepare 10-year projections to see how we're going to do down the line. And looking at the outward projections, the district's in a very healthy position. I'm available for any questions or comments or further explanation on anything.
Any questions?
Good job.
Back to the agenda.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How much money we got?
Right.
Well, isn't that a public thing?
It's not the final total yet. We saw the month of June, and when June closes out, then we'll find exactly what's in our accounts.
I don't want a loan or nothing.
No, but this is where, at the beginning of the last rate study, this is, I think you were on the board, this is where Cindy and you guys wanted us to get to $2 million.
Right. And we're going to, very likely we could hit it before the end of the year. Depends how our property tax receipts in June look. So, we'll see.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Yeah, thank you.
Anybody have any other questions?
Yes. I make a motion to approve the FY24-25 proposed budget.
Second?
I second it.
All right. Motion to approve the proposed fiscal year 24-25 budget made by Board Vice Chair Tincture and second by Director Davis. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincture?
Aye.
And Board Chair Morgo?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you guys. Thank you guys very much. Thank you.
So you don't have to do it like tomorrow or the day after, but can you eventually send me the proposed budget, but just like adopted
at
the top?
I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll send it to you first thing in the morning tomorrow. Thank you.
Next up, new business discussion. Incident reporter site for blocked railroad crossing. This is on tab 2. Recycling,
including
a QR code, Evelyn, or
manager's minutes. We met with County Board Supervisor Gutierrez, and he was trying to get some momentum on railroad crossings, and in order to do that, he needed backup supporting documentation as far as complaints, work orders, and everything like that. And when he went to do the research, there was limited complaints. So moving forward, we'd like to post this. It's got the link to the public block crossing incident report.
It's also on the NAC page and everything, too. That's how we were going to get signed. The DOT has to get things that are approved and everything else before they can approve the signs.
Right, right.
Because I already asked about this at the end of last week.
So I did make mention to Supervisor Gutierrez that I'd bring this to the board's attention so that we could post it more places so he can have all the documentation he needs to move forward with
Additional railroad crossings, the other thing that had to do with the railroad crossings is they have to do a brake test. So if he can do, if they can do the brake test a mile further east, then they wouldn't be blocking Broadway. So that's what his main goal is for that.
Getting people to report to do this is like pulling teeth, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I had one lady say that her phone doesn't work. Well, she was on Facebook while she was sitting there. She said her phone wouldn't go to it and wouldn't work while she was doing it. Everybody keeps making excuses why they can't do it. But it's like, come on, report.
Right. Nancy reports every time the train stops.
By eliminating
whether it. She's there or not.
I'm go out there
the report the long train. Yeah. What are you talking about?
It takes 20 minutes? Yeah, report it.
Report it.
One of the things
I got a QR code saved in my pictures. I can go right to it, hit the button.
You get stuck there. You're sitting there.
I have a.
Start driving through.
Yeah, it's an actual, like a phone. All you do is go to the phone number and click on it, and it goes right to it. Makes it real simple.
Yeah.
Anything else on that?
So we'll try and get that posted as many places as we can. We'll even post one here on the window, the counter window.
Okay, but the DOT apparently says that it could be like 3 more months before they have signs ready.
Moving on to updates. Cabazon Water District's operations report by General Manager Pollack.
All right, this is what I've been waiting for. All right, here's the update. So the Esperanza Pipeline Project bid opening was completed on May 13th, and G&A Nellos was awarded the lowest bid of $245,579.
I believe we just authorized the contract, and that was sent out today. So we have a pre-construction meeting on the 27th or 28th, and then from there they'll be proceeding with ordering materials and doing all their underground locations. So that's moving forward pretty quickly, and hope to get in more pipeline that was more than was recommended, because I think the original contract called for 900 feet. I think we could put in more for the grant fund that's available, so that's what we're going to try and work on. Take it all the way to Lemon. And, of course, the Bonita Vault, the famous Bonita Vault, is Jensen Precast is the contractor manufacturing the vault. We had to go with them because Jensen, or Oldcastle, just wasn't responding. So it cost us an additional $4,000 at $28,062. And so far, the lowest crane bid came in at $5,100, and a deposit was made in the amount of $13,000 and was received, and they did start manufacturing the vault. So the material in the amount of $20,500 was ordered from Western, and that should be delivered soon. Billing, everything will be charged to this year's budget, because we already planned on finishing making the payments for the Bonita Vault, the half, because we put a deposit down, so the remaining half will be paid, and the crane offer will be paid out of next year's budget. So that's, and also one last item is that the property was surveyed on Monday, so we now have all the property boundaries and the setbacks are determined. And another piece of good news, I did meet with Patrick J. Olberg of Coldwell Banker. He is in the planning stages of developing the 50 lots in the vicinity of Bonita and Magnolia, and I met with him last week. So he is going to contact Krieger and Stewart to consult about engineering and plan in the planning process. And he says once he gets an approved set of engineered plans, he says, then that's just going to take off. So we'll have a lot more development. And of course, we did. I mentioned earlier that we met with Supervisor Gutierrez on May 28, 2024, and we discussed the beautification project with landscaping, signage, and architectural structures. Supporting documentation will assist with future projects, including railroad crossings and throughways, by filling out the incident report for residents that have been obstructed by lengthy train delays. And he said currently only one report has been filed. So I have attached the link and the QR code that was provided by him. So one of the beautification items here is he wants to develop a Cabazon sign. So we couldn't find a historical sign. If you guys know of any, this is what his architecture drew up. And of course, I already showed during the Finance Committee meeting, we discussed it, and there should be a dinosaur on there. So if you guys want to make recommendations, if you like one of those, you can put a check mark and say, I like that one, but
if you want something changed, just
deny.
Deny.
Yeah, how about we just don't do it
and put the money
towards something else? How about we just don't do it and put the money towards something else?
Well, unfortunately, I think it's already been ear tagged for earmarked for the
crossing.
Yes, because that's what he's just.
Yeah. And of course, there's going to be an architectural structure, a modern art piece. It goes on the corner. Have you seen the concept? Okay, you've seen the concept. I was trying to describe to them what it was. It was like a globe in a cage, a supporting cage.
I think
it's a week. It'll be scrapped in no time.
Yeah.
Right?
It's going to be made of brass. Yeah.
Yeah. It just looks like one of those modern art pieces you see in downtown Palm Springs. You know, they have all the metal structures and everything like that. Well, this is a globe structure with little pieces of earth and different materials all over.
But you can see through it.
You know, it's one of those modern art pieces. So. Looked interesting.
It'll probably cost that $1 million, too.
So if any of you have any recommendations on there, so far we just
write denied.
I need dinosaurs.
And a wash. All the street signs that they want to do, the street signs in a different color with a symbol on it.
Right, right.
I actually like the symbol for the street signs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, the back one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Need
dinosaurs.
Okay, I'll make
sure. Big Barney. That's all I have this evening. Thank you.
Thanks.
On hold business, discussion updates with San Antonio and past water agency directors regarding various matters.
Ron's really sick.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, last night he was on Zoom to the meeting, and he was coughing and having a hard time breathing. I mean, he was really sick.
Are the other board members there?
Not Mr. Questions. He wasn't there.
Okay, next up is discussion on community involvement. I did see Gutierrez put out something that they were doing on the 29th, and it's going to be at, I think, in San Jacinto at a park. He's doing like a summer fest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's out there. I did hear from Lillian that they were going to be doing something out here in September about kites. They're going to have like a kite appreciation thing.
She's gone and Thomas is back and he's redoing everything.
Oh.
She's not going to be there?
Lillian's not.
No, she got a promotion to, I think, the congressman's office or something.
Yeah.
So Thomas is back. And he says everything's a mess, and he's going to restructure everything, so it's going to be different.
Okay. Anything, do we know of anything else going on this summer at all here?
Fires.
Yeah, 4th of July fires, keep the hills running. Okay, moving on to public comment. Nada. One of these days.
I'll give you the score if you want that. But.
Mike wants it.
I'll always
it. Okay. General Manager Board comments. First up is future agenda items. Any suggestion agenda items from the public? Management?
We've been waiting for the fire hydrant tanks to be installed. I haven't had an update. They did mention that the one at Harupo was installed, so that's a success. So they wanted to get them before fire season. I thought maybe they would already been here, you know, preparing this, the plant sites for them, but haven't heard anything in a while.
I think this is the ones in the mountains for the helicopter?
Yeah, so yeah. We're going to have one at the well tank. Tank 1 well site, that one's up there, and the other one's going to be at Tank 3. And that's going to take a lot of earth moving up.
The one at well 1, is that going to be south of the tank, next to the...
So you have the block building here, and you have the tank here. And we have a large piece of property.
Right.
This is the freeway down here, so we have a large piece, so it's going to go over here. We have the cell tower over here,
right?
And then between this tank and the cell tower is another area for an additional tank when needed. So that's kind of like the...
Or another cell tower.
Another cell tower. There's actually more room back this way for another cell tower, so there's plenty of room.
The standby fees are going to go on the next month's board meeting. That meeting where we would have a special meeting, we're just going to have it on the regular board meeting next month.
Do we have to send out announcements?
Yeah, we're going to send them out this month, the same time we send the bills. So there's plenty of advance notice.
Any suggested agenda items from the board? Management comment?
Other more updates on the beautification program, like I said, I'll go ahead and I'll send an email response and let them know that the board members are requesting an additional option for the Cabazon sign to improve dinosaurs.
Okay. I'll say that at the other meeting too. Okay, board member comments? Quiet bunch today. Okay.
I can't believe the meeting.
Okay, next up is future board items, next board meeting minute dates, July 15th, 2024 at 6 o'clock p.m. San Antonio Pass Water Agency meeting, July 16th, 2024 at 5 o'clock p.m. at the Finance and Audit Committee meeting, July 16th, 2024 at 6 o'clock p.m. at the regular board meeting, July 24, 2024, at 5 o'clock p.m., San Gorneo Pass Regional Water Alliance Committee meeting. August 8, 2024, is the West Desert MAC meeting at the Cabazon Community Center. With that, we have come to the adjournment process. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
I will make that.
The San Gorneo Pass Water Agency meeting for July 1st was canceled. It's not on here. I didn't put it on here, but I think you...
Yeah, I think I got an email.
Yeah, we just got the email.
And then, sorry, were you going to say something?
No, that I was going to say the same thing. Same thing. Yeah.
Great minds think alike.
Can I make a motion to adjourn?
Let the girl make some seconds.
Great time. Let me get in there.
You got to be quicker.
Motion to adjourn at 6:44 p.m. Made by Director Davis, second by Board Vice Chair Fincher.
I withdraw mine.
Well, now they've said it. Now we have to go back. Okay, do we have a second?
Motion?
Okay. Now second by Director Carlin. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Fincher?
Aye.
Board Chair Wargo?
Aye.
6:45.
Yeah. With a budget.
With a budget.
Yeah.